Hamilton knew that as well.
Start on the Turaway, Northwest London. Monday, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, 1st of Shvat, 23rd of January, Rabbi Shlomo Raya Shlita, Bikesh Yaakov, Beshev B'Shalvo. This week's Torah Wave is sponsored jointly by Family Brody, Lefert Simchas HaNasun of Yael Brody and Chaim Aryeh Goldschmidt. Shetiskam Yitzhashem on Wednesday, Yehi Rotzen Shivnu Bayis, Ne'emon Yisrael Shem V'Lis Hilo. And by Family Dudi Rosenberg in fond memory of his father, Le'ina Nishmas Rav Yitzhok Tzvi, Rav Menachem Moshe Meir, Zichron Lebrocho. Rav Hershel Rosenberg on his 28th Yahrzeit on Thursday.
Rashi, the beginning of Parshas Vayishev, the Yishev Yaakov, brings Rashi, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Vayishev Yaakov, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Kofetz alav Reiksei Shel Yosef.
Didn't work out as he was expecting it to work out, Yaakov Avinu. Kofetz alav Reiksei Shel Yosef, the whole tragic story of Yosef HaTzadik was what's going to overtake his life the next 22 years. When was he zeicha to be leishev b'shalva? And what does it mean, leishev b'shalva? So Chazal tell us that when after he went down to Mitzrayim, after the whole story with the Shvatim, that those last 22 years of his life, that was a tekufa that he was leishev b'shalva. Then he was zeicha to be leishev b'shalva. What's going on here? What's the pshat, leishev b'shalva? What does it mean? It's a very, very interesting Chazal. Chazal tell us that in the morning, after Yaakov married Leah, and he realized that she was Leah, Yaakov said to Leah, "You're Rama'it bat Ramai. You're a swindler, the daughter of a swindler." She was the daughter of Laban. So she said, "I learnt it from you. Your father asked you if you're Esav, and you said, you're Esav, and I learnt it from you, I'm no better than you." That was the Din Dvarim, the Masa Matan between the first morning after they got married between Yaakov and Leah. Who's a bigger swindler? That's what went on. What's going on? What's the pshat in it? But if we go into the Omek a little bit, the Tifkat a little bit, of what's the Tkuf of the Ovis a little bit, according to much as we can understand, perhaps you can get some picture of what's going on. We know that the tkuf of the Ovis Akkadation, there's two tkufas. There's tkufas of the Ovis, and then there's tkufas of the Bonim. Sefer Bereishis is Sefer Ovis, all the Mepharshim say. And Shmois, the Shvatim, the Gula, Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael. What is the tkuf of the Ovis? So Chazal tell us the tkuf of the Ovis is Begeda Maisa Ovis Simon Bonim. What does it mean, Maisa Ovis Simon Bonim? So simply we think, Kilo, it's a Remez, it's a Simon, but it's much, much deeper than that. If you take a moshel, take a seed and put it in the ground, afterwards a tree grows out of this seed, it's obvious that the whole tree was in the seed, because otherwise how did the tree grow out? It had to be there. But just what? It was in a different format. I mean, there's no difference in taking a disc or taking a disc on key, whatever you call it, a USB, and it's full of thousands of pictures. And you can look at it, you can stand on it, you can take a microscope, you can take what you want to find out, and you won't see anything. The minute you put it inside a computer, it comes out thousands and thousands and thousands of pictures. The question is, there can be things, but it depends what format it's in, how it develops, how it is. The same is every child. Every child is better than his parents. It has to be, because he doesn't come from anywhere else. He came from his parents. He is his parents, just in a different format, in a different form. The same is Maisa of a similar bonim. The other is the bonim, rather, are the others. And whatever the others put into them, put, and what worked on and developed, that came out later to the bonim. Klal Yisrael is a teitzah, a natural teitzah of the others HaKadoshim. And whatever the others HaKadoshim managed to do, whatever the HaKadoshim managed to work upon, that is what stayed, that is the tzura, the format of Klal Yisrael over the generation. The others, Eichus, talking in Eichus wise, were huge, and the bonim were part of the Ovis over all the generations, bit by bit, by bit, by bit, by bit, developing and living and working through what the Ovis put in. For instance, Chaim Balozhinov says, Asar Nisyanus, we know that the Nisyanus of Avraham Avinu, Nisyanus of Lech Lecha. So Chaim Balozhinov asks, many generations, throughout the generations, how many Yidden have left everything behind and gone across the Eretz Yisrael? What was the great thing about Avraham Avinu? So he said, no, it's the other way around. It's only because Avraham Avinu did the Lech Lecha. He left everything behind. And he left everything behind. He implanted in Klal Yisrael this middah of being able to leave everything to go and search for a more ruchnistic life, to go and search and follow the word of Hashem. Memela, it's natural for a Yid to leave Chutzah to go and live in Eretz Yisrael. It's exactly the same. B'nei Bodev shall tell on today. B'nei Brak Mitzvah, we'll talk about that another time. The uptight is because Haman Be'etzim was made the Kiddush Hashem. Yeah, yeah. Simcha Zisa talks about B'nei Bodev shall tell on today. B'nei Bodev shall nuch ha-netza. B'nei Bodev shall tell on Yashu B'nishkir Sa'gozis. Yeah, Simcha Zisa talks about that. There are two tkufis of Klal Yisrael, which from, let's say, from Yitzis Mitzrayim till Yomayso Mashiach, Ad Va'ad Bechlal, which correspond to two tkufis before that, tkufis of Ovis. The two tkufis before that was the tkufa of Kodim Chet Adam Rishon, and I'll explain to you what I mean, and the tkufa of Acha Chet Adam Rishon. What is the difference, first of all, between Kodim Chet Adam Rishon and after Chet Adam Rishon? So Reb Chaim Volozhiner, in Nefesh HaChaim, Sha'alef, Perik Vov, in the Haggah, on the side there, he brings it, the pshat is like this. I'll try to simplify it as much as possible. Before the Chet of the Rishon, we've got very, very little understanding of the oimek of what went on, what the Tzura of Odom was in that time. But the little bit we understand is that the Odom was Sholim. That means to say there was no contradiction between the Guf and the Seichel. The Seichel understood and the Guf went with it. The heart didn't mislead. The Guf was completely in tandem with the Seichel. Whatever the Seichel understood is the right thing to do, the Guf didn't pull in any other direction. The Guf was kulei tomim, was kulei tohor. And Mamela, the Guf didn't need covering because there was nothing to be embarrassed about by the Guf. After Chet Adam Arishon, the Guf started having its own leanings, having its own wants, having its own interests. The Musig, the idea that there is a contradiction between, which we all suffer from, speaking for myself, we all suffer from, on the one hand, we understand the right thing. On the other hand, our heart pulls us the wrong way. That is Chet of Adam Arishon. The Nichnasoi B'Taruvis. There's a Taruvis that came inside the Adam, a Taruvis of Ra. Hitl Boi Zuama. The Nochosh was Machnis, a Taruvis of bad, of evil, into Adam, into Chava. And that is what we're suffering from Ad Yemoisa Mashiach. The Taruvis, the mixture between the das, the contradiction between the das and the lev is the toitzah of the chet of Adam Rishon. Ve'yodata hayoyim, v'hashivaysa ela levavecha. It's two dargas. There's one darga of yidiyah, which we all know, Boch Hashem, we've all got the right ideas, we all know what's the right thing to do, but the problem is when we don't do it, and we don't fulfill what we're supposed to be doing 100%, is because our heart is constantly pulling us in the other direction. The next time, we'll jump a little bit, that these two things came into play was by Chet Egel. By Chet Egel, the Rishonim tell us that before the Chet Egel, when Klal Yisrael stood at Har Sinai, by Dayenu we say, Ilu kervonu lefnei Har Sinai, v'loi nosan lono es ha-Torah Dayenu. What would the tachlis have been getting to the Har Sinai and not getting the Torah? I mean, it's not a sightseeing tour. There was no Indian to stand at Har Sinai. But the idea was, says Rishonim, because when Klal Yisrael stood at Har Sinai, they came to a darga of Posko Zuhomoson. That Zuhoma, that evil spirit, whatever you want to call it, which the Nochosh put into man, became bottle b'shaster amida b'asine before the chet ha'egel. Klal Yisrael before the chet ha'egel by the luchos rishonis. Klal Yisrael on the dagger of kodem chet adam rishon came the eruv rav miloshen taruvos eruv miloshen taruvos and they were machnis the chet back into Klal Yisrael and mainly they went back down to the second dagger, to the dagger of achrei chet ha'egel, achrei chet adam rishon. That's the difference between chet before chet ha'egel and after Chet Egel. And Ad Kedei Kach, that means to say that the Taruvus of Bad, the Taruvus of Ra, the Taruvus of pulling us away from the Torah, came with the Chet of the Chet Egel. There's a Chazal that tells us, Reb Shimon brings in Shariation, like Gdoma, that before, by the Luchos Hashanahs, the Torah that was nicknessed by the Luchos Hashanahs was nicknessed B'li Omol, you didn't need to work on it, B'li Shikha, There was nothing contradictory to the person understanding the Torah. There was no difficulty in Torah because the person was Tomim, the person was Sholim. There was no bad parts of him. The Torah of the Luchas Shniyos, that's a Torah of with the Taruvis. Im Shikcha, Im Omol. That is the Chelik of the Torah, the Achad Luchas, the of the Luchas. And let me add to you another Deher. I once saw a Goyim. The Goyim says that we know that every Yontef is Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem. Right? Every Yontef, the Gemara says in Pesachim, Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem. Frank the Goyim, where on Purim is Chatzi Lashem? And then he asks, and where on Yom Kippur is Chatzi Lachem? Says the Goyim, Yom Kippurim, put the 2 days together. Purim is Kuloi Lashem, Yom Kippur is Kuloi, Purim is Kuloi Lachem, Yom Kippur is Kuloi Lashem, is Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem. As they state in Goyim. So I couldn't understand. The Shlach says, Ki Yodua, and the Goyim is building on that idea, Yom Kippurim, that Purim is better to them, a higher day than Yom Kippur. So if you're going to have the Chatzi Lashem, the Chatzi Lachem, which day should it be on? It should be that the higher day should be Lashem, and the lower day should be Lachem. So it should have been that Purim should be Lashem, and Yom Kippur should be Lachem. We should spend Yom Kippur dancing and eating, and we should spend Purim davening all day long. Oh, but the answer is Poshut. The answer is, these 2 days correspond to the two tkufs of Klal Yisrael. Purim is the day which started the Melchoma, the Mechias HaMolek, the day which is the beginning of Yemos HaMashiach. Rambam says, Lasid Lovi Yavod Lukol HaMegiles, Chutz Lukol HaNavim, Chutz V'Megiles Esther. Why? Because the Megillas Esther is the Megillah of La'osid Lovoi. The Megillas Esther is the Megillah of Yemos HaMashiach. Because Purim is Be'etzem, the day when it started the Mechias HaMolek, and that is the beginning, that was the seeds were sown for the destruction of HaMolek, for the bringing of Mashiach. That started all with Purim. Whereas Yom Kippur is what? Is a day of Kabbalah's Luchas Shniyos. They got the Luchas Shniyos as Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is a day of Luchas Shniyos, and Purim is a day of La'osid Lovoi. And that is, agav, why Purim is taka, a much higher day. It's Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur is only like Purim, because Purim Be'etzem is the absolute Geula, because that's going to be Yemos HaMashiach. When does Gashmias disturb only Le'acha Chet Adam Rishon? Only Le'acha Chet Egel. Before Chet Egel, when Moshiach comes, Gashmias, the goof, that will not be a disturbance, that will not be a contradiction to be Oila and Derech Hashem. And Mamela Faket, Purim, we're rejoicing on the day that Gashmias will be no contradiction to Avodas Hashem. The Shleimus of Avodas Hashem will be with the Gashmias. And Mamela on Purim, Adarabba, it's Kulei Lachem, because the Kulei Lachem of Purim is the highest Hagen, and it's the only day that we can celebrate Kulei Lachem, and it can be on that Darga. Whereas Yom Kippur is the Tkuva of the Achach Chet Egel. Yom Kippur is a Tkuva when the Guf is a contradiction to the Seichel. V'yadaita Yom HaShemesa Levecha is two separate, or two extremes, and therefore the only way we can be Oila on Yom Kippur is by having Kulei Lashem. If I is dachias from Gashmias, not having anything to do with Gashmias. We don't have anything to do with Gashmias, that is the way we can Oila Lashem, La'acha Cheta Egel. In other words, the difference is how much is our guf involved in our Avodas Hashem. Before Cheta Adam Rishon, the guf can be fully involved because the guf was no contradiction to Avodas Hashem, whereas after Cheta Adam Rishon, Koidem Cheta Egel, Adarabba, the Guf and the Seichel were in tandem. Mamela was never a contradiction whatsoever. Agav, Bais Rishon, the Rishonim say, Bais Hamikdash Rishon, the Rishonim say, was a me'en of Yemos HaMashiach. It didn't live itself out, but the beginning of the Chanukah's Bais Rishon was Me'en Yemos HaMashiach. What happened? When was the Chanukah's Bais Rishon? Chanukah's Bais Rishon was on Yom Kippur. And on that Yom Kippur, as a Pasuk in Novi, they ate on that Yom Kippur. And that Yom Kippur, they ate. It's the only Yom Kippur in the history of Klal Yisrael. Besides, I suppose, the time when we saw Salanta said they should eat because of the cholera. But that Yom Kippur was the Yom Kippur when Klal Yisrael ate, because that Yom Kippur was the end of Yemos HaMashiach, because Bais Rishon was Yemos HaMashiach. The difference between the job of Yaakov and the job of Esav, mitzad ha'maisa of a similar bond, was gufa in this. Yaakov, Chazal tells us, was me'en shufra da'odom HaRishon. He was me'en of Odom HaRishon. Yaakov was ish tom. There was no contradictions. He was sholem. There was no contradiction between his goof and his goof and his seichel. There was no contradiction whatsoever at all. And Amelik Kuntais, Yaakov's job was b'tzad the ma'aseh of Yisim and Abonim, the tikkun of Kedem Chet Adam Arishin. The tikkun of, if we wouldn't have made the Chet Egel, the Ruchas Hashanahs, the tikkun mit Hashem of Yimusa Mashiach. Whereas the Esav's job was the Ish Sodeh. Esav was a person who had to go out into the world and misaken the Gashmi's part of the world. But Esav was, his avodah was the tikkun of the bria, the acha chet odom rishon. That was his job. That's what he had to do. Esav, in other words, lived, was born with the contradiction that we're born with. Mitzadechot v'edai tayoyim, mitzadcheni v'ashevei salavecha. And his job was to bring the lavavecha, to make it work, to make the lavavecha in tandem with the seichel. And therefore, he was a matzliach, as we'll see, he was not matzliach, but his head was holy. And I made it come to his head was zeichat ha-kvura in the ma'ara samach pela. But the rest of him, which he didn't manage to do what he was supposed to do with the rest of his guf, didn't go into the ma'ara samach pela. When was the day that Esav, was obvious that Esav wasn't going to do it? That day, the day, yes, the day of the kvura of the misav of Rom Avinu, Esav came in and he said, "Ha'odoy ma'odoy mazeh." The Sforno tells us something incredible. He says, "The Sforno, why did he call it ha'odoy ma'odoy mazeh?" He says, "The Sforno, Esav had no idea what was in the pot. He had no idea what was cooking. He had no idea what it was, whether it was which food it was, what it was. But Esav was so taken by Gashmius, he just saw the color, and the color attracted him, and he went for it." In other words, he was completely shitchi, he was completely superficial. He completely didn't even go into it. Perhaps it's good for you, perhaps it's not good for you. He was taken for 1 second by it, and he took it. Says Yaakov, that's it. A person who can go just after the colour, a person who's so chitzoni, so a person who's so superficial, there's no chance he's ever going to work it over. And he reminds me, I don't know if you know, in Yerushalayim, there's a shopping mall in called Rav Shefa. Right? But if you know, I don't know if you remember, but before Rav Shefa was there, it's still there, what I'm talking about, before it was built, that road was a terrible road. Because at the bottom of that road, just before you come to the kikar, to the roundabout there, on the right-hand side, there's a Beis HaLevayis called Shamgar. The famous Beis HaLevayis of Shamgar. There hasn't been, let's say, since the war, a more tragic place than that Beis HaLevayis. All the tragedies that Yerushalayim has seen. I remember myself driving down and seeing strollers, babies, buggies from the bombs on the buses, which have got blood splattered over it, going in for Kvura. It's a place which is, every person went down that road, he used to shiver. It was a terrible place. And when the guys came to build the project of Rav Shefa, so they came to people to ask them for investments. People said, how on earth are you going to do it? You can't build a shopping mall next to the Beis HaLevayis. A shopping mall, the whole idea of a shopping mall is make sure a person forgets about his ruchnius, make sure a person forgets about everything else, and all he's interested in is Olam Hazeh. You've got to catch the guy in the most superficial way. That is the idea of a shopping mall, to catch the guys out, to get them to buy stuff, even if they don't need it, and to get them to eat and fresh and everything, and be Oisik and Olam Hazeh. You can't do that when you've got the Beis HaLevayis next to it. So the guys in charge said, don't worry. There'll be a few flashing red lights, be a few flashing colours, there'll be smell of shawarma and pizza, and the whole thing will be forgotten. Nobody will remember anything, and it'll work. And they were right. They were right. I'm telling you that Rav Shefa is more successful than the Beis HaLevayis. The idea that a person is so sold out to Gashmius, that is the contradiction, that is the pinnacle of the contradiction between Vedai Tayyev Vashevei Selevecho. Said Yaakov to Esav, you're not doing it. You're not being successful in your job. You're not managing. I'm going to buy it off you. I'm prepared to take over that job. In other words, Yaakov said, I've got one job. Of Kedem Chet Adam Rishon, I'm going to take over another job. This job has to be done. Our house, the house of Yitzhak, has to do it. The future of Klal Yisrael is dependent on it. We have to do it. So I'm going to buy it off you, and I'm going to buy the Bechira from you, and that's going to be my job from now on. And Kol Tov, you can go. And Esav was takamaskin to do it. And Amela, that started a new tkufa in Yaakov's life. The tkufa of Yaakov doing Esav's job. Yaakov went out of the Oyalim, into the Sodeh, into the base Lavan. That's where Yaakov went out to do it. But first of all, he had to prepare himself. How did he prepare himself? He went and sat in Yeshiva Shem Ve'eva for 14 years. Yaakov's been sitting and learning all this time. Yaakov's not been doing anything else. He was 60. He was sitting and learning all these years. The answer is yes, but he was learning according to His job, the job of Koyde Chet Adam Rishon, now he had to learn a completely new Torah. Tell us, Chazal, that Kufa that he was there, he didn't sleep for those 14 years. He didn't sleep at all. Why did he not sleep? And what happened before he did sleep? The answer is yes. Sleeping is only a contradiction after the Chet Adam Rishon. Before the Chet Adam Rishon, it wasn't a contradiction. Now that Yaakov was taking on Esav's job, now the way to grow, to take on this sort of avodah was only by his dachrius from Gashmius, being pyrish from Gashmius, being Isaac im omol, im shikha, with all the taruvos hara, which Yaakov bought out from Esav, that was his avodah. He went into the house of Lavan, and there he also didn't sleep. And there he was also Isaac, and he was Omol, and he was working hard, and he was working against the element, he was working against the Gashmistic world. He was fighting from inside against everything that was going on. Who was the partner who was Miyuedes, who was ordained to be able to be the shutuf of Esav in his job? Was Leah. She was supposed to do the job with Esav. She davened well. She davened. The Esav's not going, she didn't want to have it. Exactly what the Twitter is not going to get it out. And she was Zeicha to do the job that she had to do. With who? With Yaakov. Yaakov got in the morning and said to Leah, "You're a swindler. You told me last night that you're Rachel." So she turned around and said, "No, I'm not." She said, "You said did exactly the same thing." What did she mean to say? She meant to say that I am Yuedes for Esav. You are today Esav. When your father asked you, "Who are you?" You took the brachas, you took the b'chayra. Why did you take the b'chayra? What schus did you have to take the b'chayra? What right did you have to swindle? The answer is, because you took over the chelek of Esav. Since you took over the chelek of Esav, memela the b'chayra was for you. Memela the brachas were for you. If you took over the chelek of Esav and therefore the brachas are for you, then I am also for you. Because that is my job. My job also is to work with Esav together against, to be sacking that part of the bria. That was the answer that Leah gave to Yaakov. That was a dinner dvarim. Yaakov carried on. Yaakov knew that the job that he has to do, he's not going to be the one who's going to finish it. The shlemus of that job is going to be Yosef. The shlemus is going to happen to Yaakov. Beis Yaakov le'esh, beis Yosef le'lahava, or beis Esav le'kash. In other words, there's two parts of the avodah of the mesakin, the avodah of Yosef, of Esav. The one part is Yaakov's got to do, and the second part Yosef's got to do. So from the minute Yosef was born, Yaakov realized that all of a sudden now, somebody else is going to carry on the work for me. Somebody else is going to take over the job for me. Yosef, on the one hand, was one of the Shvatim. On the other hand, he was one of the Avos. Because Yosef had two children, Manasseh and Ephraim. None of the other Shvatim. Why? Because he had in it also an element of Av. He also had to carry on the job of the Maisa of a Simon Labonim that Yaakov had to do. He was also a Chelik of Av. He was also a part, in a certain part, he was an Av. The Misa of Yosef is the only Misa in the Torah that's written in two places. It's written in Parshas Vayechi, and it's written in Parshas Shmois. What's going on? Yosef had two jobs. He was two people. On the one hand, he was an Av. And Mamele, his Misa's Ptira is written in Sefer Ovis, in Bereshis. On the other hand, who is one of the Shvatim, Mamele's Ptira is written in Sefer Shmois, Vayomos Yosef in Shmois says, Bechol Echov, Bechol Adohu. There it's written, Bechol Echov, like one of the Shvatim who died. Yosef had two jobs. On the one hand, he was an Av, on the other hand, he was a Shevet. On the other hand, he was one of the ones. And Faket, another Shmuz also, the whole Machlekes between the Shvatim and Yosef was Gufa in that. They tied it, you're taking over like an Av. You're supposed to be one of the Shvatim because it's supposed to be 12. And he said, no, I'm part of an Av. That caused the rift that there was inside the family. That was what happened with Yosef. Yosef, the Meshech Chochma says in one place that even though Manasseh and Ephraim are one of the Shvatim and they got a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael, he said it's only Ad Yemeisah Mashiach. But Yemeisah Mashiach and Manasseh Ephraim will bottle. There'll be no Shevet, just be Nasha Ephraim. Just be the Shtemes of Shvatim, and the Nasha Ephraim won't be. As Ishtem Meshe Chochma. The reason, obviously, is because if you're Moisa Mashiach, Yosef won't have a job anymore of being an Av. Because you're Moisa Mashiach, Esav won't be anymore. You're Moisa Mashiach, that's all bottle. So maybe Yosef will return to his natural position of being one of the Shvatim. And maybe if he's one of the Shvatim, then he's not needed anymore as an Av.
And therefore, it won't be like that. It was Ekum Tais that also, I found a Malbim. The Malbim says the Ksenas Passim that Yosef was wearing. He says, because Yosef was different than the rest of the Shvatim, he was constantly at home, and he was wearing the Ksenas Passim like the Bigde Chamudos that Esav used to wear to be Mechabed Oviv. Yosef had a similarity to Esav all the way through. Like the Bigde Chamudos that Esav used to wear to be Mechabed Oviv, Yosef wore the Ksenas Passim because he was constantly at home to be Mechabed his father. And that's the Oimek. The Oimek Adover is because Yosef was on a different level than everybody else. Yaakov saw, once Yosef was born, Yaakov realized that it's all up. Now I can give up my job. Now I can go back to my original job. Now I can go back to my Ishton, the Yosef Aholim. Says Yaakov, now that Yosef is born, Bikesh Yaakov Yosef Beshalva. He wanted to have back this Shalva, this Tkufa of Gan Eden, this Tkufa before the Chet of the Mission, the original job that Yaakov had. That's what Yaakov wanted to have. That's what he was expected to have. But Lamaise, it wasn't going to be, because Yosef was only living as a part of Yaakov. And Kolzman Yosef had the job to do, Yaakov still had to be part of it together. Yosef wasn't an entity on his own. He was only an entity as much as he was connected to Yaakov. And Mele, what was the job? The job was Yosef had to go down to Mitzrayim, within Mitzrayim, betoichat haruva ismamish, and be masaken the chet, the chatoim, the tikkun of the guf and everything as it is in Mitzrayim. And with that, Yosef brought the world to its shlemus of the achle chet of the Mishan. And only after that could Klal Yisrael come to Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim wouldn't disturb them. And that's when Taka Yaakov was Zecha to Bikish Yaakov Leishev Mishalva, because that is when Yosef finished his job altogether. And since that's when Yosef finished his job altogether, Yaakov was Chayza back to his original position, i.e. he became Yaakov without any Sheikhs to Esav anymore. And maybe that's when Yaakov was Zecha Leishev Mishalva. Take it a little bit further. A drop further. This Musig all had to be in one house. Yishmael and Yitzchak, but no Shaykhs. Yishmael and Yitzchak both born to Avraham Avinu, but that wasn't one house. Yaakov and Esav was one house. Yaakov and Esav had to be together. That was the Tzur of Klal Yisrael. The Tzur of Klal Yisrael was that had in it both these elements, the Tikkun of Klal Yisrael. The Kodem Chet, Tikkun of Yisrael, Achachet, that was the Tzur of Klal Yisrael had to be. Yaakov realized this. So Yaakov took over the job of Esav because Esav wasn't doing it. But then Yaakov had the Shvatim. The split started again. The split started happening once again between the Bnei Leah, the Shvatim, and Esav HaTzadik. That's when the split happened all over again. It wasn't happening. It wasn't going as it should be. It says Yaakov to Esav, listen, I want you to go out. Liros es shloim echov. To make Shonim. We've got to make Shonim here. The house has to get back together. You have to bring them back together. What did he teach him on the way? Egla Rufa. The Yisoid of Egla Rufa is that Arvus of Klal Yisrael, the Shlemus of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is one goof. Klal Yisrael is one bais. That's what he's teaching him. That is the only way. Our job of Baisa Ovisim and Abonim is to create one house that should have the tikkun of all these middles. Kolzman, there's a split. It's not going to happen. He sent him out. And Luchura, everything went wrong. Instead of making the Shloim Achiv, Adrav and split went even further. They went and sold him. They separated him even more than it should have been. Much, much further. He went away altogether. Afterwards, the story happened. The Achiv came down to Mitzrayim. And Yosef played the game out completely. Until what happened? Until the Bnei of Yosef, the Bnei Leah, were Moise Nafshon for Bnei Rachel. The Bnei Leah turned around and were Moisa Nafshon. They said they were prepared to be Moisa Nefesh. That brought back the house back together. That brought the Shlemus back together. Chazal say that moment when Yehuda was prepared to be Moisa Nefesh to save Binyamin, that is the cube of the Shlemus of the Gula of Klal Yisrael La'osid Lavoi. Chazal bring a pasuk in Amos. Says Chazal, which is a nevuah, la'osid lava. The chayresh is bnei Leah, the kaitz is bnei Rachel, and that's la'osid lava. That happened in that moment. That was the shlemus. In other words, Yosef brought through the tzara. Adam, es tzara hiliyako umimena
Yibosheah, through the Tzara itself came to Yeshua, that because of the Tzara they managed to get Klal Yisrael back together again, and that was the Shlemus of Klal Yisrael came together. And the Mela, Yosef sent back the Egla Aruf and sent back the Agolis to Yaakov to show him that the Tachlis that I sent to Mitzrayim was Niskayim, because the Tachlis that I sent to Mitzrayim was one and one thing only, that we should bring the Shlemus of Klal Yisrael. And the Mela, now you can come down to Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim will take a Bizeich Allah. So, love and good.